This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
NASCAR can officially shut it down for a bit as the series saw a packed ballroom to celebrate its 2021 season with the Champions Week banquet in Nashville Thursday night. In addition, Chase Elliott won Most Popular Driver Award for the fourth straight year. This awards banquet marks the formal end of NASCAR season, and now everyone in the NASCAR business can hopefully shut it down a bit. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, December 3rd. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcourt. Good to be with you today. Speaking of shutting it down a bit, the Arizona Coyotes tried to forcefully rebuke a report that the team is for sale and could move to Houston. The team called the report from Forbes' Michael Ozanian totally false and said the organization wasn't for sale or moving and is committed to playing in Arizona. The ownership group, led by Alex Morello, recently submitted a bid for land in Tempe with the intent to develop the area into a new arena and entertainment district. And at our Dealmakers and Sports Conference in New York on Wednesday, team president Xavier Gutierrez was there. He showed off the renderings of the planned complex in Tempe, and he also stated the team's commitment to the Scottsdale, Phoenix, Tempe area and all the initiatives they have going both on and off the ice. And he said straightforward that the team was intent on staying in Arizona. So the narrative around the Coyotes continues, but the team did get a forceful support from NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, who also described the report as completely false. But people will continue to watch the Coyotes, but they have made a concerted effort for this complex in Tempe, and the early renderings of it are very, very impressive. We'll just have to see what the future holds for the Arizona Coyotes. On day one of MLB's lockout of the players, we saw both Commissioner Rob Manfred and MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark meet the media, and both expressed their frustration with being in the position of not having a new CBA. But I'll just say, buckle up, Buzzcast listeners. This is going to go on for a bit, and I don't anticipate any progress anytime soon. I spoke to a very connected sports business leader yesterday in New York and asked about the chances of baseball playing on the scheduled opening day. And this person offered a very low percentage and gave me very low odds, unfortunately. So that's my way of saying, don't expect any signs of optimism anytime soon. We've all seen this playbook before. It's going to go on for a little bit. As I said, up in New York this week, there was a lot of talk about the comments and actions by WTA Chair Steve Simon and his strong position in suspending tournaments in China over the treatment of Peng Shuai. Well, Steve Simon is getting a lot of respect and a lot of attention from those inside sports business. So continue to watch responses of other sports, other leagues. And yesterday, both current and former men's and women's tennis players criticized the action or non-action of the ATP, which came out with a kind of, I would say, neutral statement, didn't take any action, saying only it will continue to monitor the situation in China. It didn't even touch whether it would consider suspending operations in China. And many took the ATP to task for not taking the same stand as the WTA. But bottom line is, you're seeing the different approaches by different sports organizations. And for now, Steve Simon is clearly out in front of this in terms of his aggressive action against China. Whether one agrees with the approach or not, Steve Simon is out there right now by himself. And we're going to have to continue to see how other sports organizations and sports leagues respond. So we know the NFL experienced a defeat in settling the case in St. Louis regarding the Rams' relocation to LA. Well, they got better news around a case regarding the Raiders' move to Las Vegas. A federal appeals court yesterday refused to reinstate Oakland's antitrust suit against the NFL over the Raiders' move to Las Vegas. The court said the city could not show it was harmed by any anti-competitive practices. The suit did not seek to block the move of the team, but claimed damages of more than $240 million. The suit was initially dismissed last year, and the ruling was upheld Thursday by a circuit court of appeals in San Francisco. So the NFL getting some good news there. And if you watched the Cowboys beat the Saints last night on Fox, you saw the NFL's first league-produced responsible gambling PSA TV spot. So that's tied to the NFL's Stick to Your Game Plan campaign. It was a 30-second spot. It featured Steve Mariucci. He's writing on a chalkboard with the responsible gambling message of set your limits and stick to them, track your bets, and only bet what you can afford. So again, that's the NFL's first league-produced responsible PSA. The league announced the campaign, which is developed in conjunction with the National Council on Problem Gambling, in October. I watched the spot last night, a good spot. All leagues should do responsible gambling PSAs, and I believe most are. So let's see it continue. It'll be a huge college football weekend. I know I'm hearing from a lot of you. Let me know where you're going to be this weekend, who your picks are. I know many of my colleagues are going to Indy for the Big Ten Championship. I know many are going to Atlanta for the SEC title game. I'll be in Charlotte on Saturday night for the ACC title game. If you're there, please let me know. I'd love to say hello. Meanwhile, ticket prices are reflecting the interest around the games, specifically around the SEC championship in Atlanta. The average purchase price to get into Georgia, Alabama on the resale market, about $850. That's almost 300% higher than the next most expensive conference championship game. That's the Big Ten matchup, Michigan and Iowa. But again, most eyes on Georgia, Alabama, and a costly ticket to get into that game, but overall should be a great weekend. A couple of other quick hitters on college football and SBJ unpacks last night. You saw some data that Allstate led college football ad spenders with nearly $15 million in advertising spending around college football this year on broadcast television. The top five spenders around college football, you all know them. We see the ads. Number one, Allstate, a CFP sponsor. Number two, State Farm. Number three, Nissan, which is an NCAA corporate partner. Number four, of course, Dr. Pepper, which is a CFP sponsor. And number five, Geico, an NCAA corporate partner. So you see the trend there. A lot of insurance, and of course, auto, and of course, soda. So those are the top five spenders around college football. Well, the top five ad spenders around college football for 2021. And SEC sponsor T-Mobile made a $50,000 donation to each of the conference's 14 universities. That totals $700,000, supporting the advancement of women's athletic programs. So T-Mobile, a new sponsor of the SEC, steps up with a major financial donation, all earmarked to women's athletic programs. Love to see more of that from sponsors throughout the country. And as we do on the Buzzcast, let's end around people. Legends made a very big hire, hiring a new CMO, Brian Killingsworth, who previously held the same position with the Vegas Golden Knights. He was behind that brand's incredibly successful launch in 2017, both with the branding, the name. We all know what the Golden Knights have done. Killingsworth had prior stints at the Buccaneers, the Rams, and the Rays. So at Legends, Brian Killingsworth will lead all marketing and brand strategy, marketing metrics, and communications, among other areas. He will relocate from Las Vegas to Frisco, Texas, and Brian Killingsworth will report to Legends co-president and COO Mike Toman. The company worked with global executive search firm Nolan Partners on the hire. So Brian Killingsworth, the new CMO of Legends. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, December 3rd. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody had a great week. I know everybody's excited for a very big college football weekend. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.